horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high old silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. Pull out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Faster, boy, faster! And Silver, away!
The Lone Ranger, with his nephew Dan Reed and their faithful Indian companion Tonto, had made camp a few miles outside the frontier town of Racing River. The boy watched with interest as the masked rider of the plains examined two priceless guns.
Pardon me, sir, but...
What is it, Dan?
Well, if you're going to oil up your gun, sir, you remember you promised me that...
I haven't forgotten my promise, Dan. I said you could oil them for me. Is that it?
Yes, sir.
They need more than oiling and cleaning, Dan.
Oh? You mean there's something wrong with them?
Oh, nothing seriously wrong with them. But after that brush with Trigger Sheen and his outlaws a month ago, both guns seemed to be a little off.
I wish I could have been with you when that happened. If Tonto hadn't persuaded me to stay in camp that day, I would have been along.
Right. Heap good you stay in camp. Trigger Shane, bad medicine. Put up big fight in town. Me no. Me there. Lone Ranger captured Trigger Shane.
Well, he won't be bothering law-abiding people for a long time, Dan. They sent him to the penitentiary for 20 years.
That's a good place for a killer like him. Oh, but sir, you're speaking about your guns.
Dan, I'm afraid they may need a complete overhauling.
Oh. I heard you and a marshal talking about Racing River before we left Dodge City.
Yes. He told me about a famous gunsmith who lives at Racing River. I'd like to have this gunsmith look over my guns.
Well, you know all about guns. More than anybody.
Dan, a musician never mends his own instrument. He's too close to it. It's too much a part of him.
Oh, something like a doctor, too, I suppose. A doctor never wants to operate on a member of his own family. He gets another doctor to do it.
Yes, that's the idea. I feel the same way about these guns. They seem, at least to me, to warrant the attention of an expert gunsmith. Fixing guns is his business, not mine.
Then I won't get to clean and oil them, sir?
I'm afraid not, Dan. I'm going to let you take them into Racing River to the gunsmith.
Well, you mean you're going to let me carry your guns all myself?
They'll be unloaded, Dan.
Oh.
Not I don't trust you to carry a loaded gun, but there's no need for it now.
I suppose not.
I'd take them to the gunsmith myself, but I don't want to be seen in Racing River just yet.
Is something wrong there?
Well, the United States Marshal at Dodge City says he believes that there's a hideout for gunmen and criminals in or near Racing River. He asked me to investigate.
Gee, no wonder you want to make certain your guns are in working order, huh?
It's always best to be prepared.
When can I go, sir?
I'd suggest you start right away. I want to look over some army maps of this country. They show the trails and general terrain. Meanwhile, Tonto will hunt some game and polish up the tack.
May I have the guns now, sir? In my own hands?
Yes, Dan. But put them in your saddlebag.
Not in my belt?
No. I know you'd like to wear them in your belt. But they might attract too much attention when you ride into town.
I understand, sir. Who is the gunsmith?
His name is Lockhart. Now, if he tries to get information from you, be polite but discreet. For the time being, I don't want anyone to know that I'm in this vicinity.
Yes, sir.
You may go now.
Here, Victor. Are you the gunsmith?
That's me, all right. Well, come in, young fella, and what can I do for you?
A couple of guns to be looked over. Maybe overhauled.
Carry them in a saddlebag, huh? Most folks in these parts carry them on the leg. But I reckon you being a kid... Well, now, them are guns. About the finest looking brace of weapons I ever saw. And I've seen the best in my day. They your guns, son?
No, sir.
Who'd you say these guns belong to, son?
I didn't say.
Oh, I guess you didn't at that. You in a rush to get them looked over, huh?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you'd better leave them and come back tomorrow or next day. I'm kind of busy.
Mm-mm. I'm staying.
Well, reckon I could put aside some of my work and handle this little job. Strange.
Huh? What's strange?
Son, I've been repairing and mending guns out here in the West for nigh on 30 years.
Well, that's so? That's a long time.
Yes, it is. And I can rightfully say I know every gun of any importance there is in the West.
What? You mean you know them by sight?
It's a common saying that sooner or later, every gun worth toting comes into my shop. That ain't a far-fetched saying either. It's the truth.
Oh, golly.
Yep. Bill Cody's guns have been in here lots of times. Bill Hickok's. Even Bat Masterson's brace. Would you believe it? I could tell that old horse pistol of Calamity Jane's by the smell of it. Smelt like a powder keg. She's always popping it off at somebody. Yep. I know all the good guns by sight and feel. But these here... These are the finest guns I ever laid eyes or hands to. And they're complete strangers to me. Ain't no ordinary person owns them, I'm betting.
They're good guns, all right. The finest there are.
Now, let's run this clean rag down the barrel. Mm-hmm. Little pieces of metal come off the rifle. Say, this ain't lead. Them little pieces...
Oh. Somebody's coming in.
There are lots of folks come in here, son. Come in, mister.
I'm looking for a good gun. Got any?
Ain't none there right now. Sold out complete.
A nice looking pair you got in the bend. They'll do.
Hey, you put those guns out.
Hey, what are you going to do with them guns?
I told you I was looking for a good gun, Smithy. Now I got two.
You'll not take those. Grab them, Mr. Lockhart.
You'll not blow up your head off.
Grab them. They're not loaded. I've got them. Take them over, skunk. Turn loose of me.
You shouldn't have hit that boy that way. Maybe you've killed him.
Yeah, maybe I did. Now, catch, old man, or I'll split your skull with the butt of one of these guns. Savvy, old man?
You'll hang for this.
Eddie. Hila.
The Lone Ranger was alone in camp studying the military maps of the Racing River Territory when he heard a horse rapidly approaching. A moment later, the approaching rider reined in his sweat-flecked mount in complete surprise. The Lone Ranger, unarmed, was on his feet in a flash.
Hold, you critter! Oh. Hey, what the...
You seem to be in a hurry.
Well, if it ain't the mask, hombre. Unarmed. I got you covered.
I see you recognize me, Trigger.
This a lucky break for me. You're the same masked army that butted in on my private party down Dodge City way. Well, now it's my turn, buddy. Only I'm not turning you over to the marshal or the sheriff.
No? You have nothing in common with a long trigger?
I could shoot you where you stand, masked man. But I'm not going to do that, neither.
What are you going to do?
I've got good friends in this neck of the woods who'd like to meet you. Yeah, I'm certain they would. They'd like to meet the hombre who busted up the gang.
I can understand why they would, Trigger.
You're pretty cool, ain't you? Well, listen, smart fella. When me and my pals get through with you, the marshal of Dodge City won't know you. I'll get on that big stallion you got grazing over there. And then...
Then what?
We're riding for the hideout to meet some of my friends. Now get a move on.
Suppose I don't.
Well, then maybe I'll have to bring my good friends back here to look at you. Dead. Who threw that knife?
Me get him with me. An Indian. Up your critter. Get him right way. A fellow with guns, Kemosabe.
Trigger Shane.
Kemosabe. Trigger Shane in jail.
Nevertheless, Toto, that man is Trigger Shane. He must have escaped from prison.
Why him not shoot? Why him run away?
His guns weren't loaded. He was bluffing.
Come, Kemosabe, we catch him quick.
No, Toto. We're riding to Racing River at once.
Why go to Racing River? Trigger Shane, go away from Racing River.
The guns that Trigger Shane held in his hands are my guns.
Your guns? Toto, not savvy.
Something has happened to Dan. Otherwise, Trigger Shane wouldn't have my guns. Dan would never let them out of his sight nor give them up without a fight.
Oh, me savvy now.
Here, Silver.
Come, Scout.
Easy, big fella.
Steady, Scout. Steady.
Pull, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Back in Racing River, with the aid of gunsmith Lockhart, Dan quickly revived.
Lucky that hoodlum gave you a slanting blow.
Yeah. Guess I am lucky. That fellow was tough.
Probably some owl who'd escaped from the law.
What makes you think so?
He didn't have no guns. Folks in this country don't go around much without guns.
Yeah, guess you're right. Golly, I'm sure in a bad fix.
Why, you ain't hurt much. Just a bump on the head.
Oh, it's not the bump on the head that's worrying me. I've got to get those guns back some way.
Well, if I was you, I'd keep away from that owl hoot. Let him have the guns. You got your hide.
But I can't do that. Those guns were entrusted to me.
Well, it ain't your fault. Now, you better get on home and tell whoever them guns belong to how it all happened. I'll sheriff and we'll both back you up.
No. Can't be done. I just can't back without those guns.
Figure you'd catch heck for losing them, huh?
Oh, I'm not afraid of that. He wouldn't scold me.
Who's he?
I can't...
Well, now, if I'm to tell the sheriff about this, I got to know whose guns they are.
Well, I'm not telling you.
Now, look here, youngster. You don't look like no offspring of an owl hoot. And them guns you brung in here look like they belong to somebody worthwhile.
Oh, I better get going. Thanks for helping me out when that fellow knocked me down.
Hey, wait a minute. You ain't told me whose guns they are.
Goodbye, Mr. Lockhart. We're in a tough spot, Victor. I don't know where we're going, old boy. No. I don't know where we're going, but we can't go back to Lone Ranger and Toto. I couldn't go back without his guns. I'm not going to cry. But I think the Lone Ranger and Toto waiting in camp for us to return. Yeah. You understand, don't you, Victor? You understand what a fix we're in. Well, this trail's about as good as any, I suppose. Anyway, we're taking it. We're not coming back until we get the Lone Ranger's guns. There's no time to waste. Come on, Victor.
The curtain falls on the third act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger cast all caution aside as he rode into the town of Racing River at midday to seek information about his young nephew, Dan Reed. Going directly to the shop of the gunsmith, the Lone Ranger left Tonto outside to stand guard while he questioned Lockhart.
You say you have no idea where the boy went when he left here?
No idea at all. I'd have never thought the kid was hitched up with an owl hoot, though.
I'm no outlaw.
Well, what you wearing a mask for, King?
Hurry, Kemosabe. Me see sheriff and man coming this way.
If I knew, I... Oh, On second thought, seems to me I heard him say something about riding to Ghost Mesa Ranch.
Ghost Mesa?
Seems I recollect him saying something about going there.
Come quickly, Miss Holly.
I'm coming, Toto. There comes a law, Tonto. We better get out of here.
Then see you, Kemosabe.
Steady, Silver.
Easy, Scout. Easy.
Come on, Silver.
Get him on the Scout. Where we go now, Kemosabe?
The gunsmith lied when he said Dan was riding to Ghost Mesa Ranch. Dan never heard of the place.
Why, gunsmith, say that?
To lay a trap for us. He figured we would go there and then the sheriff could follow us with a posse.
Oh, you think you outlaw?
We'll ride in the direction of Ghost Mesa, then get off the trail at a convenient spot. We mustn't go back to our camp until we've shaken off the posse.
As Dan Reed rode aimlessly out on a trail that didn't have no end, thoughts of the Lone Ranger and Tonto caused him to reconsider rashness of his threat never to return. He saw a ranch house with a structure outside underneath a grove of cottonwoods, and he decided that was as far as he wanted to go, for the time being at least. Riding boldly up to the range boss, he asked for and got a job as wrangler.
Nice looking horse you got there, kid.
Just as good as he looks, too.
I'll take you down to the corral. You put your gear on the top rail until after you finish with some grub.
Yes, sir.
Where's his cradle, Curly?
I reckon you can get rid of the rest of us, eh, Curly?
Won't let the saddle fall on you, kid, when you take it off.
I'll get my money's worth out of that, kid. Don't you hombres worry about that. All right, get going, kid. Cook will fix some grub for you, then report to me.
Yes, sir. Come on, Victor.
What do you want with a kid like that around here, Curly?
Well, we need a night wrangler. Kid like that'll offset suspicion, maybe.
What if he gets suspicious himself?
He'll be easy to handle. Hey, you hombres. Look, there's somebody riding in this way.
Riding plenty fast, too.
You got him covered?
Well, I swear. It's Trigger.
Well, sure is Trigger Shane.
Oh. You hombres can put down them guns. That's a fine reception to give an old friend.
I thought you was in jail, Trigger.
Yeah, that's what the warden thought till yesterday morning. Get up there. Well, it's a nice place you got here, Curly. Any chance of the law looking it over?
Not a chance. We got a herd of cattle grazing near the trail with a new kid wrangler. We got plenty of horses on the South Range over there. Perfect setup. Nope, nobody will get suspicious of the Ghost Mesa spread.
Curly bought the place on the recommend of the sheriff.
I'll have to lay low for quite a spell. I don't want to be bothered by the law poking around.
Hey, them's mighty fine-looking shooting irons you got there, Trigger. Better let me feel the barrels.
Oh, they ain't hot. They ain't shot nobody with them yet.
Curly, I'm ready to eat. I'm plenty hungry, too. Hey, who's this?
A kid.
Seems you two know each other.
Yeah, I know him. And those guns don't belong to him.
Oh. You fellas don't believe that, do you?
Of course we don't believe it.
Surely, kid, you might be mistaken.
Why, Trigger Shane wouldn't steal nothing. No.
Trigger Shane, the outlaw.
Yeah, the same Trigger Shane who conked you with the butt of one of these guns. I didn't do such a good job, it looks like.
Hey, you leave me alone. Get away from
me. I'll finish you off, you little maverick.
Oh, leave the kid alone.
Cut it out, Trigger.
Lay off.
Cool off, Trigger.
What's the matter with you, Ives? I had a run-in with this kid this morning. I thought I finished him.
We need a night wrangler for the herd. He's took the job, so leave him alone.
Yeah. Well, I ain't forgetting, kid. I ain't forgetting nothing.
Anyway, we want no trouble around here. And there's somebody coming this way.
Yeah, riding fast.
There must be a half a dozen of them, too.
You sure it's not the law?
Well, if I ain't mistaken, that chestnut in the lead is the sheriff's horse.
The law?
Yeah, the law. All right, you men, get set. May turn out to be a fight.
Hey, what do you want? Just give me a rifle.
How about using them guns you got stuck in your belt? They look mean to me.
I might as well throw them away. I've got no ammunition. They'll fit them. Neither of you. There. They'll be in the way if real shooting starts.
Yeah, that's the sheriff, all right. One of the other men is a gunsmith, Lockhart from Racing River.
So that's it. That low-down gunsmith must have got the sheriff and trailed me here.
Here's a rifle, Trigger. You men ready for what's coming?
All set. Let him come. We're ready for him. Let him have.
I'm getting first crack at that gunsmith.
You missed him. All right, men, let him have it.
Hey, Curly, where's that kid?
I must have got scared and hid when the shooting started.
Scared nothing. Where's those two guns I tossed in the ground over there?
Hey, they're gone. Hey, Curly, where are you going?
To finish what I started to do when you armies busted in a while ago.
Oh,
matter, big fellow?
Silver, here's something.
Look, Toto. A horse coming down trail.
Ah, an old rider. Kimosabe. Horse looked like Victor.
That's Victor, all right. Come on, big fella.
Come on, scout.
Oh, Victor, hold. Good boy, Victor. Where's Dan, young fella? Come on, where's Dan?
Paul Crown, want to run again.
All right, young fella. You lead, you fella. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, scout.
Meanwhile, the sheriff and gunsmith Lockhart realized they'd taken on more than one masked man and the Indian they'd expected to capture so easily at Ghost Mesa Ranch.
Must be a whole nest of owl hoots holding there, Sheriff.
You told me there was two, a masked hombre and an Indian. If I'd known there was this many, I'd have brought a bigger posse.
We ain't making much headway. They've winged Jim Lowry and McLean already. Must be a hideout for owl hoots.
Yeah, there's more of them coming. Look over yonder toward the north trail.
Doggone, three horses.
Only two riders, though.
Why, them's the two we're after. The masked hombre and the white stallion, and the Indian who acted as a lookout when he come into my place.
Draw a bead on them, Lockhart. It'll be easier to knock them off if they come in than if they get in them cottonwoods.
You're right, Sheriff. Now, I'll be the Indian. You take the masked man. The
masked man's riding in my sight right now.
Wait. Hold your fire, Sheriff. That kid's right in the line of fire.
Who's that kid? What's the matter with him? Running into the middle of a gunfight like that.
Well, that's a kid who was in my shop this morning. The one I was telling you the masked man asked about.
He's just a little owl hoot himself.
But, Sheriff, you can't do the kid.
I ain't aiming to. But if I live to get my hands on him, I'll wail the daylights out of him.
Do you see what I see?
Yeah. Kid's handing the mask and a brace of guns.
They can't be the same guns he had this morning. Though they shine bright like them did.
You said another owl who'd swipe them off you.
You're right. From the description of him, you see it was Trigger Shane.
Drat that kid anyway. Just look at him stand there while the mask fella loads them guns.
There goes a masked man. Riding like blazes toward Cottonwoods. With that engine behind him.
Yeah. He's shooting at the skunks in the corral. He ain't shooting at us.
Well, I'll be a grandpap to a gopher. What's going on there? Look at them owl hoots run.
He flanked them. Caught them by surprise.
Look at him shoot. I never seen nothing like it before.
Three of them owl hoots have gone down already.
Yes. The other two have dropped their guns and are coming this way with their hands up.
They're surrendering. Well, Lockhart, I don't know what this is all about, but we owe that masked hombre an apology, I'm figuring. Hey, you men, cease firing. The fight's over.
Where'd that masked hombre come from?
We'll find out after we put the irons on these two fellas coming with their hands up. Keep your hands up or you'll get drilled.
Robert, Sheriff! Hold Silver, ho boy. Oh, easy, Stan.
Well, masked man, I don't know who you are, but...
Well, that's not important. Put your men on instant guard again, Sheriff. The fight's not over.
The fight ain't over? What do you mean it ain't over? Three men laying back there in the dust yelling from their wounds. These two standing here with their hands up. Of course the fight's over.
There's a dangerous killer among them who is still at large. He's Trigger Shane.
Trigger Shane!
Help! It's Shane. He's trying to draw a bead on the kid.
Did you see that? Like a flash, the masked man winged him.
Never saw Wild Bill Hickok do that kind of shooting.
Golly, sir, he almost got me.
You'll get nobody else. The sheriff here will make certain of that.
You bet I will. That Indian part of yours has got him hogtied already.
Oh, when I started, Trigger Shane threw away your guns because he didn't have any shells that would fit him, sir. I grabbed them and ran into the barns. Then I sent Victor back to you and Tonto. When Trigger missed me, he started trailing me with that rifle. He nearly got me.
Dan.
Yes, sir?
Take these guns.
You want me to hold them?
No. Put them in your belt.
But, sir, you've reloaded them.
Yes, you're right. Dan, I understand now. You ran away because you couldn't bring back the guns I hadn't entrusted to you.
I guess I wasn't really going to run far away, sir.
You won the right to take them back to our camp where you got them.
Loaded, sir?
Loaded.
Who's got up on a hole? Oh, Victor. Me bring Victor all saddled and bridled, Dan.
Thanks, Tonto. Steady, Victor.
Ready?
Get him up, Scott.
Come on, Victor.
Come on, Silver.
Silver. What an old fool I am.
What's the matter?
I should have known it this morning when I started cleaning them guns. It wasn't lead that come off the riflings. It was silver.
from Silver Bullets.
What are you talking about?
Why, Sheriff, them guns I was cleaning this morning is the same guns the masked man's got now.
Sure they are. We saw the kid give them to him.
I know them guns belong to somebody worthwhile, Sheriff.
What?
Don't you ever tell anybody I didn't know who them guns belonged to. It'd ruin my business.
Well, who is he? Just a masked owl hoot?
Owl hoot, nothing. That masked man is the Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.